cyber resilience as a mission enabler, a strategic go-to-market plan for absolute security in the U.S. federal market. Executive summary. The U.S. federal government has initiated a profound and irreversible transformation of its cybersecurity posture, driven by a confluence of executive mandates, evolving threats, and the operational realities of a distributed workforce. Foundational policies, including Executive Order 14028, the government-wide shift to a Zero Trust Architecture, ZTA, and the rigorous enforcement of the Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, CMMC 2.0, collectively signal the obsolescence of traditional, perimeter-based security. The new paradigm demands a security model where trust is granular, continuously verified, and anchored to the identity and health of the endpoint itself. This shift creates a significant and urgent market opportunity for solutions that can provide foundational resilience at the device level. Absolute Security, through its unique and patented firmware-embedded persistence technology, is exceptionally positioned to address this new federal imperative. The platform provides the one capability the federal market now requires above all, an unbreakable, self-healing connection to every endpoint. This digital tether ensures persistent visibility, control, and resilience even when devices are off-network, their operating systems are compromised, or their security agents are disabled. This capability directly addresses the fundamental weaknesses of emerging zero-trust frameworks, which are rendered ineffective without a reliable mechanism to ensure the health and presence of endpoint security controls. This report presents a comprehensive analysis arguing that for federal civilian agencies, defense contractors, and federal systems integrators, adopting the Absolute Security platform is not merely a product choice, but a strategic necessity. It is the most effective means to achieve mandated compliance, secure distributed government operations, and ultimately accelerate speed to mission. To capitalize on this generational market opportunity, this report recommends a focused, three-pronged go-to-market strategy for the Absolute Federal team. 1. Federal civilian agencies. Target large distributed agencies such as the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, the Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. The primary message will center on Absolute's FedRAMP-authorized secure endpoint solution as the essential foundation for the devices pillar of Zero Trust, providing the mandated visibility and control, agent health assurance required for a successful ZTA implementation. 2. Defense Industrial Base, DIB. Prioritize the top 25 prime defense contractors with a CMMC compliance acceleration and enforcement solution. The strategy will leverage the critical flow-down requirement, positioning Absolute as the tool primes can use to validate and enforce compliance across their vast subcontractor ecosystems, thereby mitigating a significant source of enterprise risk. 3. Federal Systems Integrators, FSIs. Engage the top 15 FSIs by positioning Absolute as a core technology enabler that reduces their operational costs and service delivery risks. The platform should be marketed as the resilient foundation for their managed security services and as the engine for scalable, compliance-as-a-service offerings aimed at the DIB. This document provides the detailed market analysis, competitive positioning, and actionable sales roadmap required to establish Absolute Security as the indispensable standard for cyber resilience across the U.S. federal government and its extensive contractor ecosystem. 1. The Federal Cybersecurity Imperative, a landscape of mandates and missions. The federal cybersecurity landscape is no longer defined by incremental improvements, but by a fundamental, policy-driven revolution. A series of interconnected mandates has created a clear and urgent set of problems that all federal entities and their partners are legally and operationally compelled to solve. Understanding this landscape is the first step in positioning a solution that addresses its core requirements. The prevailing theme is a decisive shift away from implicit trust toward a model of explicit, continuous verification, with profound implications for how endpoints, networks, and data are secured. 1.1. The Zero Trust Mandate, Deconstructing EO 14028 and OMB M22-09. Executive Order EO 14028, Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity, issued in May 2021, represents the most significant overhaul of federal cybersecurity policy in more than a decade. It serves as the primary catalyst for the government's aggressive move away from legacy perimeter-based security models. The EO explicitly pushes agencies to adopt zero-trust cybersecurity principles and re-architect their networks accordingly. This is not a recommendation, but a direct mandate, requiring agencies to develop and implement comprehensive plans to modernize their security posture. The operational blueprint for this transformation is detailed in the Office of Management and Budget, M22-09, Moving the U.S. Government Towards Zero-Trust Cybersecurity Principles. This document codifies the foundational tenet of zero trust. No actor, system, network, or service is trusted by default. Instead, verification must be continual for every user, device, application, and transaction. This strategy is structured around the five pillars of the CISA Zero Trust Maturity Model: identity, devices, networks, applications, and data. Within this new architecture, the endpoint is elevated to a position of central importance. The strategy explicitly requires that the devices that federal staff use to do their jobs are consistently tracked and monitored, and the security posture of those devices is taken into account when granting access to internal resources. This mandate directly supports other directives within EO 14028, which call for a government-wide endpoint detection and response system, EDR, to improve the detection of malicious activity on federal networks. The endpoint is no longer just a user interface. It is the primary anchor of trust and the point of policy enforcement in the modern federal enterprise. Furthermore, the Zero Trust mandate fundamentally dismantles the concept of a trusted internal network. A key principle is that all networks, whether internal or external, are considered compromised. Consequently, all traffic must be encrypted, and agencies are instructed to evolve their systems so that enterprise applications can be used securely over the public internet, reducing reliance on routing traffic through specific trusted networks. This directive effectively renders traditional remote access solutions like VPNs obsolete and necessitates security controls that are intrinsically tied to the device and user, not their network location. The efficacy of this entire Zero Trust framework, however, is contingent upon the verifiable security posture of the endpoint. Access decisions are predicated on real-time data about the device's health, configuration, and the status of its security software. This creates a critical point of failure. Traditional security agents, such as EDR, encryption clients, and configuration management tools, are software-based and can be disabled, corrupted during updates, or maliciously removed. When an endpoint's OS is re-imaged or its hard drive is replaced, it can effectively vanish from the enterprise's management plane, becoming a dark endpoint. Such a device, though physically present and potentially attempting to access resources, is invisible to the ZTA policy enforcement engine. It cannot prove its trustworthiness and must either be denied access, thereby impeding the agency's mission, or, in a worst-case scenario, could be granted access through a control failure, creating a significant breach. The entire ZTA model, therefore, depends on the unwavering presence and health of the very agents it uses for verification. Without a mechanism to guarantee their integrity, the architecture is fundamentally fragile. 1.2, NIST CSF 2.0, the new era of governance and supply chain accountability. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, Cybersecurity Framework, CSF, has long served as the benchmark for cybersecurity risk management in both the public and private sectors. The 2024 release of CSF 2.0 marks a significant evolution of the framework, introducing changes that directly reflect the modern threat landscape and the strategic priorities of the federal government. The most pivotal change in CSF 2.0 is the introduction of a sixth core function, govern. Previously, governance-related activities were distributed across other functions. By centralizing them, NIST has formally elevated cybersecurity from a technical, IT-centric issue to a matter of enterprise-level risk management and leadership accountability. The govern function consolidates all policy, risk management strategy, and compliance activities, making it clear that cybersecurity is a core responsibility of executive leadership. This new structure creates a powerful incentive for CIOs, CISOs, and agency heads to demand tools that provide demonstrable, enterprise-wide visibility and auditable proof of control effectiveness. CSF 2.0 also places a significantly greater emphasis on cybersecurity supply chain risk management, a direct response to the growing threat of supply chain attacks. The framework now includes enhanced guidelines for third-party risk management, expecting organizations to inventory and prioritize suppliers based on risk and to incorporate explicit cybersecurity requirements into contract language. This aligns perfectly with the mandates of EO 14028, which places a heavy focus on improving software supply chain security. The EO directs NIST to establish standards for secure software development and requires vendors to provide attestations of conformity and make security data, such as a Software Bill of Materials, SBOM, available to government purchasers. This dual focus from both NIST and the White House creates a market where both agencies and contractors must have deep visibility not only into their own assets, but also into the security posture of the software and services they consume. 1.3. Securing the Defense Industrial Base, navigating the CMMC 2.0 compliance gauntlet. While ZTA and NIST CSF 2.0 guide the broader federal landscape, the Department of Defense, DoD, has implemented a more prescriptive and enforceable mandate for its vast ecosystem of contractors. The Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, CMMC 2.0, is the DoD's mechanism to protect sensitive unclassified information, specifically federal contract information, FCI, and controlled unclassified information, CUI, across the entire defense industrial base. The program's core purpose is to ensure that the private sector companies building the nation's weapons systems and supporting its military have adequate cybersecurity to defend against sophisticated cyber attacks from nation-state adversaries. Compliance with CMMC is not optional. It will be a mandatory prerequisite for the award or renewal of DoD contracts. The CMMC 2.0 framework is a tiered model designed to align the level of security with the sensitivity of the information being handled. Level 1, Foundational. This level applies to contractors that handle only FCI. It requires an annual self-assessment against the 15 basic safeguarding requirements found in FAR 52.04-21. Level 2, Advanced. This is the target level for the majority of the DIB, applying to contractors that process, store, or transmit CUI. It aligns directly with the 110 security controls outlined in NIST SP 800-171, Rev 2. For most contracts at this level, organizations must undergo a formal assessment by an accredited CMMC third-party assessment organization, C3PAO, every 3 years. Critically, they must also submit an annual affirmation of compliance to the DoD's Supplier Performance Risk System, SPRIS. Level 3, Expert. This level is reserved for contractors handling CUI associated with the DoD's most critical programs. It includes all 110 controls from NIST SP 800-171, plus an additional subset of 24 advanced controls from NIST SP 800-172. Assessments at this level are conducted by the government's own Defense Industrial Base Cybersecurity Assessment Center, DIBCAC. A uniquely challenging aspect of CMMC is the flowdown requirement. Prime contractors are contractually obligated to ensure that all subcontractors in their supply chain that handle FCI or CUI also meet the requisite CMMC level. This provision extends the compliance burden to tens of thousands of small and medium-sized businesses that may lack the resources and expertise to navigate the complex requirements on their own. This structure shifts the paradigm for contractors from a model of point-in-time audits to one of continuous, demonstrable compliance. The requirement for an annual affirmation at Level 2 and Level 3 introduces a new and significant category of risk, compliance drift. Many of the 110 controls in NIST SP 800-171 are implemented via software agents for functions like encryption, anti-malware, EDR, and vulnerability scanning. These agents are notoriously fragile. They can be disabled by users, become corrupted during OS updates, or conflict with other applications. A contractor could successfully pass a C3PAO audit on a Monday, but by Friday, a critical security control could be non-functional on dozens of endpoints. This drift from a compliant state makes the annual affirmation by a company executive a perilous act, potentially carrying legal and financial liability. The most pressing challenge for the DIB is not merely achieving CMMC certification, but maintaining it in a dynamic environment and possessing the continuous, verifiable evidence to prove it. This creates a critical market need for a system that can persistently monitor the health of these compliance-enabling agents and automatically remediate them the moment they fail. I, Absolute Security, the unbreakable foundation for federal cyber resilience. The federal government's mandated shift to a new cybersecurity paradigm defined by zero trust, governance, and continuous compliance creates a clear demand for a new class of security technology. The challenges outlined, the fragility of ZTA, the burden of governance, and the risk of compliance drift cannot be solved by adding more layers of conventional agent-based security. They require a foundational platform that ensures the integrity and resilience of the entire security stack. Absolute Security, with its unique firmware-embedded technology, is precisely that platform. 2.1. The Persistence Advantage, a firmware-embedded digital tether. Absolute's foundational differentiator is its patented persistence technology, a capability unique in the security industry. This technology is embedded at the factory into the firmware of over 600 million devices from every major PC manufacturer, including Dell, HP, Lenovo, Microsoft, and more than two dozen others. The mechanism is elegant and powerful. The persistence module resides in the device's BIOS/UEFI, where it remains dormant until activated. Activation occurs when a customer purchases an Absolute subscription and installs the Absolute software agent on the endpoint. Once activated, the firmware-level module establishes a self-healing, two-way connection to the Absolute cloud platform. The core function of persistence is to monitor the presence and health of the Absolute agent. If the agent is ever removed, disabled, or corrupted, the firmware module will automatically trigger a reinstallation, restoring the connection without any user or IT intervention. This unbreakable link is fiercely resilient, engineered to survive common endpoint states that defeat other management tools, including OS reimages, hard drive replacements, and even firmware updates. This creates a permanent, tamper-proof digital tether to every endpoint, providing an always-on channel for visibility and control, regardless of the device's physical location, network status, or user. This capability directly solves the dark endpoint problem that fundamentally undermines the operational viability of zero-trust architectures. Where other tools go blind, Absolute maintains its connection, ensuring that every asset remains visible, manageable, and secure. 2.2. Absolute Secure Endpoint, mastering the ZTA devices pillar and enabling CMC. The Absolute Secure Endpoint product suite is the primary vehicle for delivering the power of persistence to the federal market. Critically, the solution has achieved Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, FedRAMP, moderate authorization to operate. This certification is a mandatory prerequisite for deployment within federal civilian executive branch agencies and serves as a powerful validation of the platform's security and reliability for the entire federal ecosystem. The capabilities of Absolute Secure Endpoint map directly to the most urgent requirements of federal mandates, particularly the devices pillar of Zero Trust and the control families of CMC. Visibility. The platform provides the foundational asset intelligence that is the mandatory starting point for both ZTA and the Continuous Diagnostics and Mitigation Program. It collects hundreds of hardware and software data points from every device, on or off the network, including installed applications, patch status, physical location, and the real-time status of critical security controls like encryption and anti-malware. This directly fulfills the OMB M20-09 mandate to consistently track and monitor the security posture. Control. Absolute empowers agencies and contractors to take immediate, decisive action on at-risk devices. The platform's capabilities include the ability to remotely freeze a device to prevent access, selectively delete sensitive files, or perform a full data wipe with a certificate of sanitation for audit purposes, and establish geofences to alert administrators if a device enters an unauthorized location. These features provide a robust response capability, directly aligning with the respond and recover functions of the NIST CSF. Resilience. This is the platform's most transformative capability for the federal market. The application resilience feature extends the self-healing power of Persistence to other mission-critical third-party security applications. Absolute can monitor the health of over 80 essential security and management agents, including EDR clients, encryption software, VPN clients, and vulnerability scanners, and automatically repair or reinstall them if they are tampered with, disabled, or otherwise stop functioning correctly. This resilience capability is the definitive solution to the compliance drift crisis facing the defense industrial base. For a defense contractor striving to maintain CMMC compliance, application resilience provides an automated enforcement mechanism. It ensures that the controls mandated by NIST SP-800-171, which are dependent on software agents, are not just installed for a point-in-time audit, but are persistently operational. This transforms CMMC from a periodic, high-stress event into a continuous, verifiable state of compliance, enabling contractors to make their required annual affirmations with confidence and auditable evidence. 2.3. Absolute Secure Access, enabling the modern zero-trust network. As federal agencies heed the call of EO 1408 to modernize their infrastructure and embrace cloud services, the limitations of legacy remote access technologies become starkly apparent. Traditional VPNs concentrate traffic, create a single point of failure, and operate on an outdated model of granting broad network access once a user is authenticated. This approach is fundamentally incompatible with the principles of zero trust. Absolute Secure Access provides a modern Zero Trust Network Access, ZTNA, designed for the distributed, cloud-centric federal enterprise. It directly addresses the requirements of the networks and data pillars of the ZTA model. The solution establishes a software-defined perimeter, creating a secure, encrypted tunnel from the user's device to the specific application or resource they are authorized to access, whether it resides in a public cloud, a private data center, or on-premises. Access is granted on a per-session basis, enforcing the principle of least privilege and eliminating the lateral movement risk inherent in VPNs. By securing data in motion with robust encryption and providing advanced network diagnostics, Absolute Secure Access ensures both security and an optimal user experience, a critical factor for maintaining productivity during a large-scale security transformation. It is a key enabler for agencies looking to securely decommission their legacy network architectures and fully embrace the agility and resilience of a true zero-trust model, as mandated by OMB M20-09. 3. A prioritized framework for market penetration. A clear understanding of the market's needs and Absolute's technological alignment must be translated into a focused, actionable go-to-market plan. The federal market is not monolithic. Federal civilian agencies, the defense industrial base, and federal systems integrators have distinct drivers, procurement paths, and success criteria. A successful strategy requires a tailored approach for each segment, prioritizing the targets and use cases with the highest potential for impact and revenue generation. 3.1. Targeting Federal Civilian Agencies, FCEB. The primary driver for FCEB agencies is the mandated, time-bound transition to a zero-trust architecture. The sales motion must be centered on positioning Absolute Secure Endpoint as the foundational FedRAMP-authorized platform that makes this transition possible and sustainable. Priority agencies. The initial focus should be on large, cabinet-level agencies characterized by highly distributed workforces, significant IT modernization budgets, and mission-critical functions that handle sensitive citizen data. Tier 1. The Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, and Department of Veterans Affairs, VA, represent the highest priority targets. These agencies manage massive endpoint fleets, are responsible for vast quantities of personally identifiable information, PII, and protected health information, PHI, and are under direct CISA guidance to lead in ZTA implementation. A successful deployment in any of these agencies would serve as a powerful reference for the entire civilian government. Tier 2. The Department of Energy, DOE, Department of Justice, DOJ, and General Services Administration, GSA, are also key targets. The DOE oversees critical national infrastructure, the DOJ handles highly sensitive legal and investigative data, and the GSA plays a central role in setting government-wide IT procurement policy and contract vehicles. Priority programs and initiatives. Engagement should be aligned with specific, funded government programs. Continuous diagnostics and mitigation. Absolute's persistent visibility and comprehensive asset inventory capabilities are foundational to the CDM program's goal of providing a dynamic, risk-based view of the federal enterprise. Zero Trust Architecture Implementation. Sales efforts must target agency programs and task orders specifically funded to meet the goals outlined in OMB M22.0. Absolute should be positioned as the ZTA foundation for the devices pillar, the essential first step in any credible ZTA journey. High-value asset HVA protection. The platform should be marketed as a critical control for securing the endpoints used by privileged users to manage and access designated HVAs, which are primary targets for sophisticated adversaries. Priority use cases: achieving foundational ZTA visibility. Using Absolute Visibility to create the comprehensive, always accurate inventory of all hardware and software assets that is the mandatory prerequisite for ZTA. Ensuring security tool uptime. Leveraging Absolute Resilience to guarantee that the agency's mandated EDR solution, encryption agents, and other critical controls are always healthy, operational, and reporting, thereby ensuring the integrity of the entire ZTA ecosystem. Secure Remote Workforce Enablement. Presenting a combined solution of secure endpoint and secure access to provide a complete integrated platform for managing, securing, and connecting the remote federal workforce. The DIB is driven by the non-negotiable requirement of CMMC 2.0 compliance. The sales strategy must address the distinct needs of large prime contractors and the vast ecosystem of smaller subcontractors. Priority contractors. The approach must be two-tiered to capitalize on the structure of the defense supply chain. Tier 1, primes. The focus must be on the top 25 prime defense contractors, including Lockheed Martin, RTX, Northrop Grumman, General Dynamics, Boeing, Leidos, and Booz Allen Hamilton. These organizations face the most significant compliance burden, possess the largest budgets, and are contractually responsible for the security of their supply chains. A strategic win with a prime contractor not only generates significant revenue, but also creates a powerful channel to reach their subcontractors. Tier 2, subcontractors. This segment represents the volume market. The flow-down provision of CMMC creates a massive greenfield opportunity among thousands of smaller contractors. These companies are often resource-constrained and are actively seeking efficient, cost-effective solutions to achieve CMMC Level 2 compliance. The go-to-market motion for this segment should be channel-led, leveraging primes, FSIs, and managed security service providers, MSSPs. Priority use cases: CMMC compliance acceleration. Pitching Absolute as the fastest way for a contractor to gain complete visibility into the status of all 110 NIST SP800-171 controls across their entire endpoint population. Continuous compliance enforcement. Highlighting application resilience as the only solution that can automatically remediate failed security controls, providing the auditable evidence needed for annual affirmations and preventing the critical risk of compliance drift. Protecting CUI on endpoints. Demonstrating how Absolute Control can locate, freeze, or forensically wipe devices containing CUI if they are lost or stolen, providing a crucial safeguard against data spillage and fulfilling specific NIST 800-171 controls related to media protection and incident response. 3.3. Targeting Federal Systems Integrators. FSIs are the primary architects, implementers, and managers of federal IT infrastructure. They are not just a sales channel, they are strategic partners who can embed Absolute's technology into their core service offerings, creating a significant multiplier effect. Priority partners. The focus should be on the FSIs with the largest federal footprint and the most mature cybersecurity practices. Tier 1. Leidos, Booz Allen Hamilton, Accenture Federal Services, SIAC, CACI, and Pareto are top priorities. These firms are deeply embedded in both DoD and civilian agencies and are actively designing and deploying ZTA and cybersecurity solutions for the government. Tier 2. Large global SIs with substantial federal practices, such as Deloitte, IBM, and ManTech, also represent significant partnership opportunities. The value proposition for FSIs must be framed not as selling them another tool to manage, but as providing a platform that makes their entire service delivery model more resilient, efficient, and profitable. FSIs operate under immense pressure to deliver complex solutions within tight budgets and timelines, all while facing a severe shortage of skilled cybersecurity talent. Their business models, particularly for managed services, depend on operational efficiency, scalability, and predictable costs. The traditional process of deploying and maintaining dozens of software agents across thousands of government endpoints is an operational burden. Agent failures lead to security gaps, non-compliance with contractual SLAs, and increased unbillable labor costs for the FSI. Absolute fundamentally changes this equation. Because persistence is already embedded in the hardware of new devices, deployment is simplified from a push to an activation. More importantly, Absolute's application resilience automates the maintenance and self-healing of other critical agents, directly reducing the FSI's operational workload and labor costs. Absolute becomes the FSI's easy button for delivering robust, compliant, and profitable security services. Priority use cases: embedding resilience into managed services, integrating Absolute into the FSI's standard offerings for managed endpoint security, managed detection and response, MDR, or SOC services, powering CMMC compliance as a service, equipping FSIs with the core technology to offer a turnkey CMMC compliance solution to the underserved DIBS subcontractor market, creating a new high-margin revenue stream for the FSI. Securing internal and development environments, assisting FSIs in meeting their own CMMC and ZTA requirements for the internal systems they use to develop and deliver services to their government clients, a critical aspect of supply chain security. 4. Activating the ecosystem and honing the message. A successful federal strategy depends on effective execution through the right channels and with the right message. This requires leveraging the established government procurement ecosystem and tailoring the value proposition to the specific responsibilities and motivations of the key individuals who influence and make purchasing decisions. 4.1. The Channel Multiplier, a strategy for Carahsoft and the partner ecosystem. In the federal marketplace, procurement is a specialized discipline. Direct sales are often inefficient and impractical. Channel partners, particularly government aggregators, are essential for navigating the complex acquisition landscape and achieving scale. Carahsoft is identified as Absolute's master government aggregator, making it the central pillar of the federal channel strategy. Carahsoft functions as more than a simple distributor. It is a strategic partner that provides access to a multitude of government-wide acquisition contracts, GWACs, simplifies the procurement process for agencies, and connects Absolute to a vast ecosystem of resellers and integrators. Action plan: joint marketing and demand generation. Develop and execute joint marketing campaigns, webinars, and thought leadership content with Carahsoft. These efforts should be thematically aligned with the highest priority federal initiatives: zero trust implementation, CMMC compliance, and endpoint resilience. Contract vehicle optimization. Work closely with the Carahsoft team to ensure Absolute solutions are prominently and correctly listed on all relevant contract vehicles, such as GSA schedules, NASA SEWP, and other agency-specific IDQs. This simplifies the buying process for contracting officers and program managers. Reseller ecosystem enablement. Create a dedicated enablement program for the Carahsoft reseller network, which includes hundreds of value-added resellers, VARs. This program must provide targeted training, sales collateral, and proposal language focused on the priority use cases identified in Section 3. The objective is to empower these VARs to proactively include Absolute in every relevant federal endpoint, security, and compliance opportunity. 4.2. Engaging key personas, from the CISO to the program manager. Effective selling in the federal space requires a nuanced understanding of the various roles involved in the procurement process. While agency heads are ultimately held accountable for cybersecurity risk, the operational and technical decisions are made by a diverse group of stakeholders, including CIOs, CISOs, compliance officers, and program-level managers. The sales message must be tailored to resonate with the specific responsibilities, pressures, and pain points of each of these personas. A generic, feature-focused pitch will fail. A persona-based approach that speaks directly to the buyer's mission and challenges will succeed. The following matrix provides a structured framework for this persona-based engagement. It is designed as a practical sales enablement tool to ensure that every conversation with a federal stakeholder is relevant, impactful, and aligned with their specific role within the organization. This approach moves beyond discussing what Absolute is to articulating what Absolute does for each key decision maker. This ensures consistency and relevance across the entire sales organization, dramatically increasing the effectiveness of every customer interaction. 4.3 Strategic Recommendations and 18-Month Action Plan. To translate this strategy into tangible results, a phased 18-month action plan is recommended. This plan provides a clear roadmap for building market momentum, scaling operations, and ultimately establishing Absolute as the standard for endpoint resilience in the federal market. Phase 1, Months 1 to 6, Foundation and Awareness Marketing. Launch highly targeted digital marketing campaigns with messaging focused on solving ZTA's Achilles heel for civilian agencies and eliminating CMMC compliance drift for the DIB. Sales. Conduct intensive sales team enablement sessions, training the entire federal team on the persona-based messaging matrix and the specific use cases for each target segment. Channel. Solidify the joint go-to-market plan with Carahsoft. Identify and onboard the top 20 VARs and small business partners who have strong relationships within the priority target agencies and contractors. Goals. Secure initial strategic lighthouse wins within at least one Tier 1 civilian agency, e.g. DHS, VA, and one top 5 prime defense contractor. These early wins are critical for building credibility and market momentum. Phase 2, Months 7 to 12, Expansion and Scale. Marketing. Leverage the initial customer wins to create compelling case studies, testimonials, and public-facing reference stories. Launch a dedicated marketing program aimed at FSIs, promoting the compliance-as-a-service model powered by Absolute. Sales. Expand the sales focus to Tier 2 agencies and the broader top 25 DIB contractors. Begin actively working with prime contractors to penetrate their subcontractor ecosystems. Channel. Host a federal cybersecurity resilience summit in the Washington, D.C. area, featuring speakers from early adopter government agencies, prime contractors, and FSI partners. Goals. Double the number of federal agency customers. Establish formal partnership agreements with at least 3 Tier 1 FSIs to embed Absolute into their service offerings. Phase 3, Months 13 to 18, Dominance and Ecosystem Integration. Marketing. Shift from awareness to thought leadership. Work with NIST and CISA to contribute to public-private working groups on best practices for endpoint and agent health, solidifying Absolute's position as an industry leader. Sales. Drive deeper, more strategic engagements with FSI partners, focusing on technical integrations with their managed service platforms and security orchestration, SOAR tools. Channel. Launch a scalable, channel-led campaign aimed specifically at the CMMC subcontractor market, delivered through prime contractor and FSI partners. Goals. Establish Absolute as the de facto standard for endpoint resilience in federal ZTA implementations. Achieve a significant market share within the CMMC-mandated DIB. Position the company for sustained, long-term growth across the entire federal enterprise. Conclusion. The United States federal government is in the midst of a historic and necessary cybersecurity modernization. The mandates for Zero Trust Architecture and CMMC 2.0 are not merely compliance exercises, they are a strategic response to a threat landscape of unprecedented sophistication and persistence. These initiatives have created a new set of rules for the federal market, where the security and resilience of the endpoint are paramount. This new reality presents a unique and compelling opportunity for Absolute Security. The company's core technological differentiator, a self-healing, firmware-embedded connection to every device, is not just another feature in a crowded market. It is the foundational capability that addresses the most critical vulnerabilities in the government's new security models. Absolute provides the solution to the dark endpoint that undermines ZTA and the compliance drift that plagues CMMC. By ensuring that visibility is constant and that critical security controls are always operational, Absolute transforms these ambitious federal strategies from fragile blueprints into resilient operational realities. The path forward is clear. By executing a prioritized strategy focused on the distinct needs of federal civilian agencies, the defense industrial base, and federal systems integrators, Absolute can capture this market opportunity. The approach must be disciplined, targeting the right agencies and contractors with the right use cases, empowering the channel ecosystem led by Carahsoft, and speaking directly to the needs of key decision makers with a nuanced persona-based message. For federal leaders and their industry partners, the mission is to secure the nation's most sensitive data and critical functions. For absolute security, the mission is to provide them with the unbreakable foundation of cyber resilience required to succeed. By aligning its unparalleled technology with the government's most urgent needs, Absolute can become an indispensable partner in securing the nation and enabling the future. Work cited. 1. Executive Order on Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity, CISA, accessed October 5, 2025. 2. Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity, GSA, accessed October 5, 2025, Executive Order 1402. 3. Zero Trust Architecture, GSA, accessed October 5, 2025. 4. M-22-09, Federal Zero Trust Strategy, the White House, accessed October 5, 2025. 5. Zero Trust Maturity Model, CISA, accessed October 5, 2025. 6. Zero Trust Maturity Introduction, CMS, accessed October 5, 2025. 7. Cybersecurity Framework, NIST, accessed October 5, 2025. 8. Understanding the 2024 updates to the NIST Cybersecurity, accessed October 5, 2025.